Yeah, John Pye, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you, Fab Friday here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Great to have you along. 7:10. And let me give you a reminder again, because it could crop up at any stage. Our Fab Friday hit today, we've replaced our Halloween hit with our Fab Friday hit, and it is a belter. It's the Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way. It could crop up at any stage. That's your opportunity to get in to win. Damien Farrelly is going to hand out that €1,000 voucher to spend at Kildare Village just after 5 o'clock tonight. So if you want to be one of the final qualifiers, that's what you're listening for. That's when you text WIN in your details. When you hear the Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way, okay? Now, actually, before we get into this next bit, right?
Yeah.
Let me set this up for you.
Oh.
Have a little listen to this.
Right.
All my arteries are clean. I'm a vegan love machine. I am kind, I am not mean. I'm a vegan love machine. I'm a vegan love machine, always ready to...
Anyway, so...
Oh my God, you've offended my ears with that.
That is a vegan love machine. I don't know who the artist is.
The vegan love machine.
But it's kind of appropriate for the story that you've discovered in the newspapers today.
You can tell he's...
When you bring vegans and love together, it's tough to get something that's
this
kind of, you know...
This is the thing. I've nothing against vegans. I've thought about going vegan. And then you hear something like that and think, I'm going to eat a sausage just to spite you. Do you know? It is... It's
World Vegan... Who'd have thought there'd even be a song called Vegan Love Machine?
And, like, it's him and a xylophone. Obviously, the rest of the band of vegans are too tired to be actually to take part in the music.
To be honest with you, it's actually barely even as... It's actually one of those kids... looking multicoloured xylophone thingy bobs that you just hold in your hand.
Vegan love machine.
Well, vegan love machine.
I nearly was bowled over with it, I tell you. I got hot under the heels when I heard that. It's vegan day today. It's World Vegan Day today.
Yeah.
Right, so that means there's going to be a lot of stuff in the newspapers and around the internet and all telling us about veganism and vegan life and what's good about vegan life and what's hard about vegan life.
Yeah.
And one of the things that apparently it's very difficult... for vegans to meet people now, when it comes to the love end of life, you know, when it comes to having a partner. And
is that because they won't even allow the word meat into their...
Yeah.
Do you want to meet somebody? I certainly won't be doing anything that involves meeting.
Dare you? Do you mean you're going chicken out? What? Yeah. So apparently it's not that, and not what I thought either, where they're just, they're so tired they can't leave the house. But it turns out that it's... they're just so judgmental when it comes to people who aren't vegans. Now, not all of them, right? Most vegans are very sound people and all.
Right.
Although you'd eat one if you had the chance. But most vegans, grand. But then it comes down to this. So when you think about it, right, you're looking to have something in common with someone, right?
Yeah.
And you're a vegan. So you go, you want to go and get something to eat? Well, there's a first start.
Wow. Straight away, it's a hotbed of... potential pitfalls.
You forget about all the things that can annoy vegans. So drinking from plastic straws, throwaway coffee cups, they're huge turn-offs for vegans. Apparently. This is what the survey says.
I mean, I know I should probably be sufficiently informed to know why a plastic straw is a bad
because
thing.
Because I guess vegans are very environmentally friendly as well. I guess it's part of it. A lot of people go vegan not just because of the animal ethics side of it. They go vegan because it's environmentally...
Environmental
it is
issues.
Better for the environment.
Yeah.
We can't argue against
that's
that.
True,
it is better for the environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Huh? Aisling's getting upset now, is she? What's she saying?
She's just saying to me, you're turtles. Hang on a second.
Turtles? What do you mean? What's got that to do with turtles?
I don't know.
So the whole thing
about
plastic straws is obviously because the poor turtles' noses get stuck in their nose.
What are they doing cocaine for in the first place?
I don't know about that, but it gets stuck in their nose and it gets caught. So that's why the whole, moving to... paper straws. So that's obviously why they get very...
Ah, that's not what it is. It's because it's plastic waste, surely.
I'm telling you. It's a true story.
Turtles. As if that's what... turtles. There's probably five turtles in the world were caught with straws up their nose, was there?
Yeah, and they probably were, drug ravaged
up to no
turtles.
Go, yeah. Not every turtle's a good turtle, Ash. That's all I'm saying. Some turtles have very bad names. Some turtles are actually living in sewers, kicking people around the place.
I'd love to see that in a campaign march, though.
Yeah.
People saying, down with plastic straws and big, giant pictures of turtles with straws up their nose and stuff. It'd be very strange, wouldn't it, on a march?
I feel strange just talking about it, so I can't even imagine.
I don't know where I would tell you. That dragged us down in particular.
Yeah, that's not what it is it?
think I have no idea.
Ashen's been here too long. She was working all night in the boiling show, so she's looking for a bit of scandal.
Very tired.
Do you know what I mean? Drumming it up so she is over there. So there you go as well. It says, eco-friendly singletons looking for love said they dodge dating people who drive diesel cars.
Oh my God.
They dodge dating people who take too many baths. So they're looking for a smelly fella who rides a bike and only uses paper straws. So that like nearly 8 in 10 vegans surveyed said they'd be put off dating somebody who used any plastics at all. Ah, jeez. Like, that's nearly impossible.
I mean, you're making the pool cut very down. Small, to be fair. If you're going to start, you know, you're making it very small. Yeah. I mean, if there's a vegan Tinder or whatever it is, there's going to be about 3 people on it.
Yeah. Like, fairness, any plastics at all, you'd be doing, in this world, I think that's kind of impossible.
Yeah.
And then you're dodging bats.
And anyway, isn't there certain hard plastics that are recyclable anyway? You know what I mean?
But this is the problem with the keep cup. This is my problem with keep cups, right? This is what drives me mad, right? The paper cups went, and you know the way I made an effort, and so did you, in fairness.
Yeah.
It's only Magic Mike to decide that he doesn't care about the planet, right?
Absolutely. And him a hipster, he should know better.
So we got our keep cup sent to us and all. We got the Classic Hits ones and everything. They're grand. And then every single company now that does anything, right?
Yeah. That, like, it's just become merch.
It becomes, you get a keep cup off them. I'm throwing out plastic. Instead of wearing paper cups, I'm now throwing out plastic cups. All the
recyclable.
Time. I'm throwing them out all the time. Like, you're like going, this is getting ridiculous now.
Yeah.
How is this a good thing for the environment? It doesn't make any sense to me. So, yeah.
It's a weird one.
So, I have a glass one now. That's what I'm doing. I've gone to a glass coffee cup.
Great.
This is my attempt. I'm going to save the world, right? Me and me glass coffee cup. Yeah.
Single. Fair play to you.
I'm riding a bike. I'm on a bike now, but at least it's not diesel.
Vegan love is hard to find. Is that what you're saying?
Vegan love is hard to find. Vegan love is very difficult, yeah. You know what I mean? And they are passionate people. I mean, if you can feel that much for a turtle with a straw up his nose, you must be bursting with love for somebody else.
If only you could find them.
If only you could find them.
If there was only another turtle-loving, straw-hating...
non-washing...
yeah.
Fixie bike straddles. They're out there.
Yeah, Prince and the Most Beautiful Girl in the World here at Classic Hits. It's 7:20. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Fab Friday. A few people in off the back of your vegan love story, PJ.
Oh, yeah.
Fred's been on to say, lads, there must be a lot at stake being a vegan.
Oh, boom.
He's on fire.
That's Mike's punnery being brought in. Someone's keeping up the puntastics.
Mike, gone but not forgotten, eh? Somebody else has sent us a picture of a turtle with a straw up its nose. I don't think I want to actually see that.
I'm not going to click on that link. Let me add again. I've nothing against vegans at all. I really don't.
No.
I actually would like to go vegan. I would like to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, why don't you do it then? Because it's just not easy.
Yeah, they say that's what a brilliant cop out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd like to do it, but I don't want to suffer any hardship or make any effort.
Well, I gotta let everybody down. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, there's a cake coming in here today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to say no to that.
That's the thing. Makes it a struggle, right?
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, right, I'm knocking the rashers and sausages or whatever it is.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, that would be a nightmare for me.
I was vegetarian for 7 years.
But then when you see cake, you think, well, what the hell is wrong with cake? And then you find out eggs and milk and all, and you're going, oh, for God's sake, seriously.
And then you find out that the more of it that's in it, the better it is.
By the way,
I don't know if I'm cut out for this. I'll try and go back to vegetarian eventually.
Yeah, great WhatsApp in from Mark there as I was talking about the turtle march. He said, just imagine how long the turtle march would take. Lads, I was in my local centre yesterday and they had vegan sausage rolls.
Oh, I've heard about them.
At the hot counter. They've taken over.
They're supposed to be very good, though. Those sausage rolls.
Yeah.
I may run around and get one today,
actually. I've been telling you, and anybody else as well who will listen, about a brilliant documentary that's on Netflix.
Oh, they...
Called Game Changers.
I was going to say The Good Choice. I thought it was called.
No.
Game Changers.
Game Changers, right? And
yeah.
It's a totally different view. It's from, like, a former UFC fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and he goes into the whole world of... And it's not necessarily about saving the planet, and it's not all touchy-touchy, feely-feely. These lads are athletes who are talking about it from a performance point of view and, you know, recovery and all this kind of stuff. And there's loads of big names. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it. Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One driver's in it. Like, there's loads of them who all have this plant-based diet.
Proper athletes,
The food looks fantastic. It doesn't look like vegan food.
See, so I don't know.
I assume it's fake then.
See, I don't. This is what I get confused about things like this. Ash was telling me about the big British or the British Bake Off program.
Yeah, Great British Bake Off.
She was saying someone got chips and burger, a chicken burger and chips.
But it was made out of cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want that in my life. If I want a burger or cake. I don't want, you know what I mean? I don't want
one. You don't want a cake that looks like a burger?
No, I don't
and
want
you
that.
You certainly don't want a burger that looks like a cake.
No! I mean, that's just playing tricks with the mind. You know what I mean?
That was the challenge.
The National Swiss Roll Championships is what it should be. And we know what it is then. We know what it is.
Yeah.
This dressing cakes up as burgers. So I'm actually insulted by it. I'm offended by it. I'm offended by it.
Right.
I'm offended for all chicken munchers out there that it was just cake.
On the way before 8 o'clock, we are going to unveil a brand new hit bit. We're kicking it off at €500. Never heard before. Invented by Andy Bad News. God knows what it'll be like.
It's definitely
on the way before 8. And also, of course, at any stage, you could hear our Fab Friday hiss, the one that could win you a €1,000 voucher for Kildare Village. It's the Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way. Debodge, Rhythm of the Night here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Remember our tune today, our Fab Friday hit, replacing our Halloween hit, but still giving you the chance to win that €1,000 voucher to spend in Kildare Village. Going to be handed out later on this afternoon with Damien Farrelly just after 5, but the song is The Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way. Could be very important for you. So make sure you stay listening for that. That's your opportunity to get in to win.
Jim.
Right, we're on a food kick, are we?
We are on a food kick. We've just told you it's World Vegan Day today, closely followed, hot on the heels, though, this Sunday. And we talk about this, and we have talked about this every year, you and me, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've started talking about it, the uncrowned king, well, it is the actual, I beg your pardon, sorry, the crowned king of the nation, the favourite sandwich has remained the same. This is the first year it has changed.
Oh my God, there's a new
favourite
sandwich.
There's a new king in town that has changed for the first time.
Is it for Ireland?
For Ireland. Yeah. So, what has happened? Has it gone the way of nonsense, has it?
PJ, what was the old one again?
Ham and cheese.
All right, Jay. Oh, wow.
Ham and cheese. The humble ham and cheese has rocked it.
It is a good thing. I came home from the gig last night and I have to confess it was my go-to thing. I had
there
a ham and cheese sandwich.
Right, well, there you go, you see. There you go, right? Mm. I only like the ham. I'm very particular when it comes to a toasty. I'll be honest with you. The toasty is how I have me sandwich. Had a very nice sandwich yesterday. Was disappointed with it. It was very nice, but I was disappointed with it.
Right.
It tasted like Christmas. It was turkey and cranberry and stuffing.
And it was an assault on your taste buds.
It was on Halloween day. I had a turkey, cranberry and stuffing sandwich. Now, I shouldn't be upset. It was me that ordered it. But it was only when it was after starting that I went, this is too Christmassy for me. Not mad about it. But I will say, right, ham and cheese has come in as the nation's favourite year after year.
Right.
It's changed.
Oh
now,
my God.
You start wondering, have they got it? Have the agents snuck in a panini or
right.
some ciabatta? Or have they snuck in some
Is there some smashed avocado somewhere?
Is there some smashed avocado that's tipping it all? Because remember, it was so traditional always. I think we looked at this before. It was cheese and onion crisp sandwiches.
Yeah.
It was actual chip or chip sandwiches comes in really high, you know.
All of them sound brilliant.
They do, don't
oh my
they?
God.
They do. It was all the real normal
crisp
stuff.
Sandwiches, chips sandwiches, oh.
The bacon sandwich came in.
Oh.
The bacon.
You know when you introduce bacon, you're seriously talking my language.
Yeah, all of these are big hitters. So what's beating it? I am very glad to report, it is merely an addition to the king that has kept the king on top. The nation's favourite sandwich, ladies and gentlemen, this year, ham, cheese and onion.
Hey!
Yeah! You didn't let yourselves down, people.
Yeah.
You didn't let yourselves down.
Simply making the best better.
Yeah, no slippy mushrooms. And you know when you go and you get those places, they give you a fried egg and a sandwich, and the first thing that happens is you break it and it goes all over the floor.
Yeah,
or your
all
lap.
Of your shirt.
Or your shirt or your face. You're like,
yeah.
Which joker put a soft-boiled egg in me sandwich? Oh, smack the hood out of you.
You have to be in a very specific position to
you
have
do.
Anything that has an egg on it.
You do, yes.
Well, so a soft egg, like.
And I'm all for egg and sandwich, but you need to do it to the right way. But there you go, ham, cheese and onion.
Is that a specific toasty? Or is it just a general sandwich?
We always go on about toasties, but it's the open regular festival now. No, this is sandwich on its own. It's just because you can include your toasties.
Because
this is the all encompassing sandwich.
You know the toasty festival kicks off today.
Does it?
Yeah.
Where?
In the Harbour Bar in Bray.
Does it?
Yeah, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Toasty Festival. That's brilliant. I tell you, this, I can't believe you don't go to this. This is mad.
I know, because we talk about it every year.
But it's also, it's pet friendly. They have awards for things like best behaved dog in the pub and all. It's so up your street, man.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they do good sandwiches. They don't do all that mess. No, no. Sure they don't.
And it's they have things like...
a bit of messing, says Asha. Asha's a bit of mess. She's a brave woman. She'd know.
Yeah.
It's a bit of messing. That's, I don't mind like a bit of
messing. You're allowed a sniff of a hipster. You're allowed a sniff of a hipster. Just not, you don't have to go
full blown.
Obviously.
Full blown. We'll have a portobello toasted mushroom.
You can have, you can win things for like Handsome Hound and all that sort of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. There's loads of... it's really... It's kind of, like, it's very pet friendly.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, in the Harbour Bar in Bray there, they do the Toasty Festival across this weekend.
Of course I'm away.
Food and dogs, man.
They're around tonight. I'm around tonight.
There you go. Food and dogs. It's literally... It's a marriage made in heaven for
it
you.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. We should all go for toasties.
Because it was just, like, I have to say, with a ham, cheese and onion, which I am a fan of.
Yeah.
But I would prefer it in a toasty.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here. Absolutely I do. Mustard, now I know you're going to criticise me on this, because you're always criticising me on this.
What?
The mustard goes on the outside of the sandwich.
That's, yeah, you're weird.
It goes
now
on the outside. When you tear apart a toasty, you've ruined it.
Beautiful moment there. We're having a beautiful moment of agreement.
No.
And you went and had to put your mustard on the outside.
When you tear apart the toasty, it is ruined. You can't put it back to... It's like taking the phone apart when you're a kid. It never goes back the same way.
Why do you have to tear apart the toasty?
To put the mustard inside it.
Why don't you put it on before you toast it?
You can't, you eejit. They give it to you in the pub. It comes in a pot full of it. You get a pot full of sachets.
Oh, you mean... You
get a pot full of
so
sachets.
You don't like separating and having that sort of like almost wallpaper effect of the bread coming apart?
No, it doesn't go back the same.
Right.
It doesn't go back the same. Like a dirty fella's armpit. It's awful.
What?
Yeah, when you pull a toasty apart.
Why did you have to go there with it?
This was like... And then you're supposed to mustard it up and then eat it.
We were talking about mustard. Why did you have to go dirty fella's armpit?
That's what it's like. Dirty fella's armpit. It's like when you open it.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you were drooling about the idea of a lovely toasted ham, cheese and onion, and now you've got a dirty fella's armpit in your head. Enjoy.
Unless you put the mustard on the other side.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit, from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Did you not go for your singy-singy?
There will be no singing today.
Why?
Because there's no playing today.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, we'll be back singing on Monday. This is when you get to hear the Hit Bit for the first time.
Yeah.
You get to play with Damien Farley at 20 to 5. But there'll be no singy-singy until it's time to try winny-winny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was terrible. Even by my standards, that was terrible.
No play, no pay.
There you go.
What?
No pay, no...
That has nothing to do with singing.
I know.
Sorry.
We've gone up the old cul-de-sac here on this one. But there you go. So now we're going to get to hear it. You and me are both going to get to hear it for the first time.
Yeah.
Right, so this is the one, the Hit Bit, as chosen by Bad Man Andy. He's not a bad man. Andy Bad News.
Oh, well, is he out there, Ash? Is he? No, he's not out there. Oh,
okay.
He's a bad man.
All right, so Big Mandy himself. we're going to give you the one.
That's what we'll have to call him.
Mandy,
so this has been chosen by Andy Bad News. Normally, Magic Mike is responsible for finding these things, right? But he's on Hollyer's this week. So Andy Bad News has stepped into the breach. It'll be amazing to see what this is like.
Yeah. Give us a now listen
there.
Here we go.
Ready? Right. Knock that music on the head. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the brand new Hit Bit.
Oh, jeepers. Give me another blast of that. Rip!
What is...
Right. Oh, that's hard. That is very,
they're
very
all hard.
Hard,
to be fair. But that's... Is that even... That leads you anywhere?
Give us another... My God.
But I never hear anything in any of these. How people get these is beyond me.
Well, you see, this is the thing. I do hear things in these, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I hear and I get very definite about it. I go, it's definitely leading me up this road with this and all.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's guessing it's right, it's nothing like what I was convinced it was. Yeah.
Plus the fact that you have guessed sort of the same song for every Hit Bit for the last 4 Hit Bits.
What are you talking about?
It's always like, is it Bon Jovi, is it? No, it's not. It's not. Well, and it wasn't for the previous 3. Yeah, but it's this one. No, it's not either.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but I do think this one is living on a prayer. I do. I think that's not living on a prayer. Right. Listen to it again. It's living on a prayer.
This is it.
Halfway there. Play.
Right.
Go on. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand. Here's living on a prayer.
Oh, my God. You'll be able to listen to it as often as you like on classichits.ie and play with Damien Farrelly 20 to 5 this afternoon. A brand new hit piece. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and we've been joined in studio by lots of people and lots of cubes and puzzles and, to be honest with you, stuff that I don't think I haven't seen half of these things before.
I've never seen anything like this before in my life, right? We are coming a long way. You and me were born pre-Rubik's Cubes days. Yeah. Before we were
born when the Rubik's Cube was in black and white. Yeah. But there's a big event happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 2nd and 3rd of November. Mary Hennessy is with us, right? Who is officially, I'm told, a speed cuber. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Is that your official title?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Right, and this thing is called, is it Every Event Era?
Correct, yeah, you got it.
So what it's all about, obviously, look, to clear it up for people listening, it's effectively around the whole Rubik's puzzle thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so the World Cube Association is the governing body for all speed cubing around the world. And we're holding all 18 events that the WCA recognises this weekend.
So the WCA is the world body, is it?
The World Cube Association,
so
yeah.
So is this essentially the World Cup of cubing is held in Ireland?
It's like the Olympics of cubing, isn't it?
It's one local competition among 1,000 per year, yeah. So.
Oh my God, 1,000 per year?
I think there was approximately 900 held last year and we're set to beat that by the end of this year.
Okay, so Mary is with us, right, Mary Hennessy. We also have Kevin Timmons and we have a son, Ben, here as well. So are you guys classified as speed cubers as well?
No, I'm a slow cuber.
He's the speed cuber. Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
So Ben, you're competing in this event, are you?
Yeah.
And what's involved then? How does this event work and what do you have to do to win?
You do an average of 5 solves and they take out the best and the worst solve and they get the average of 3 in the middle and then whoever has the best of that goes to the next round.
And does that mean time when you say the best solve? Is it how quick you do it?
Yeah.
Right, so, and what sort of time is it? What's considered a good time and what's your time?
Well, like, a good time is, like, under 10 seconds and then, like, I get, like, 25 on average.
So, Kevin, when you say you're a slow cuber, what can you do it in?
Maybe my average is about maybe 45, 50 seconds.
You classify yourself as slow.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say, Kevin, a man not to be afraid of competition and very fast competition, I've been in this man's house and I didn't know he was coming here until today. You competed in the big DIY challenge.
Had a go at it, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, that's...
To build a Rubik's Cube, wasn't it?
Most people... I'm not even messing, right? Most people that did the big DIY challenge, they were like, you know, they took on a project of a toilet or building a shed. This man took on the top of a huge gaff to try and complete the whole thing in 10 days. And when we did 2 days to go, there was like, you were on the wallpaper stage and there was still a lot of work left.
Still a lot of work left at that time, yeah. There was still a lot of work left with an hour to go, but we got there.
So listen, there's a couple of things about this, right? A lot of people listening are going to assume that the whole Rubik's thing is a sort of a retro thing, but quite obviously not. Quite obviously, like, even in these days of PlayStations and whatnot, it's still a big thing, although now I suppose it's much more, it's really about serious competitors as opposed to a fun thing, is it?
Well, there's both. There's, like, people come and they're always there to, like, break the personal best. Like, at the competition this weekend, I have no real chance of winning, but I'm still going to try and break my personal best and see how far I can get.
And what is your personal best?
My personal best is 9.09 seconds.
Oh my God,
I'm still trying to work out how to open Mars bars in my pocket so I don't have to share them with Jim. Yeah.
Right, come on, we need to see a demonstration.
Yeah,
as I say, thankfully this is being video, so you'll be able to see it for yourself on our Facebook page and all that sort of stuff. So who's going to start, or what are we going to start with?
So at the competition, lads, right, you sit at a table, your cube is brought over to you and there's a little cover on it so you can't see it. You have a little timer like this in front of you. Cover's taken off. You get 14 seconds.
15.
To look, 15 seconds to look at the cube. Put your hands on the timer and you start. And then when you have it solved, get that down, your hands down, back on the timer.
And that's your official time then? Right, okay. Yeah. So, PJ, would you like to count us in?
I'm actually afraid to count from 3 backwards in case I get it wrong in front of these people, to be quite honest with you. Right, so let's go. 3, 2, 1, go! I'd like to give you a commentary, but I'm not sure what's happening. There's loads of fingers moving. Anyway, that's for sure.
Right.
Ben is
it? Somebody better just shout.
Ben has the focus of a dog chasing a truck full of sausages. I can tell you that much.
The fingers.
Look at him.
Oh my God, Mary's done.
Mary's done. That is absolutely.
That was about 15 seconds.
I was think. It? That was about 15 seconds.
And look, there's Ben.
There's Ben.
Oh my God. Is there a time on that? Just a matter of interest.
23.3 seconds. I don't know. Fair play to you.
Oh, that's incredible. So listen, just remind us again then. So you've done that in whatever, we reckon about 15 seconds. What's the absolute best in the world at the moment?
So that's 3.47 from...
Three?
Yeah.
But that wasn't messed up properly in the first place, was it?
It was an official scramble and officially recognised, so...
That is just ridiculous. That is incredible. I tell you, if you want to see this, is this open to the public just to go and watch? Yeah, anybody can go along and check it out. And the venue for it?
It's the Brecon Court Hotel in Balbriggan.
Brecon Court Hotel, Balbriggan.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And any particular start time? Is it all day, both days?
It's all day. We kind of, the speed aspect of it starts at 9.
Nine?
Both days, yeah.
Okay, right. So Saturday and Sunday. Brecon Court, is it?
Yeah.
In Balbriggan. The every event era, 2nd and 3rd of November. It's got to be seen to be believed.
There's other events as well where there's blind events where you have to do it blindfolded. There's one-handed events. There's one event where you have to do it with your feet. The one I like most watching is the multi-blind where lads bring
incredible.
Up as like 30 Rubik's Cubes. They're all mixed up. They're blindfolded and they have to solve it.
Oh, it doesn't. It's witchcraft.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, it should. It should be just classified as magic or something.
But there you go. That's all. It's unbelievable. So there you know. You know where to go. It's in the Brecon Court in Balbriggan. Thanks very much for coming in. I don't know what sort of wizardry I've just watched.
Quality guaranteed Irish. Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka here at Classic Hits. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're still getting to grips. PJ is literally rubbing his eyes.
I am. It's a strange thing that someone can do something like
genuinely,
that.
Genuinely, you know the way people say you can't get your head around something?
Nothing computes
for me that you can take something that's totally scrambled and mixed up or whatever and have it done in seconds.
Nah.
Seconds.
Can't do anything in seconds.
Very good.
Like, there's a reason that I to put my shoes to just the right degree that I don't have to tie the laces, that I can just slip them in and off. Do you know what I mean?
There's a reason I do that.
It's because I can't be wasting the time it takes.
Exactly.
To tie a lace. You know what I mean?
Well, now, I tell you what's interesting, right?
The rabbit goes round the tree.
By the way, just to let you know, a quick reminder. So it's the Brecon Court, wasn't it? Brecon Court Hotel in
Balbriggan. Brecon Court in
Balbriggan. Brecon Court in Balbriggan, sorry. So it's this Saturday and Sunday if you want to go along. And it is, well, as we said in the chat, it's got to be seen to be believed.
Bizarre now, right? I have to say, yeah.
But there's another twist in this tale. See, twist. See what I did there?
I did, yeah.
A Rubik's reference there.
Right.
Anyway, there's another twist in this tale for you.
But leave me alone, will you? PJ, every time Gallagher. You say this, it ends up being a humiliating exercise.
No.
What do you want me to do now?
I'll tell you. I don't want to reveal all, because I actually have a gift for you and everything.
Ah, this is going to end brutally now. It never ends well when
don't
you say
be like
these
that.
Things. It's always, let's see how thick
no,
PJ
it's not.
Can be. It
Once
is.
Once again, it's Jim giving PJ the platform to shine.
Oh, God. I'm actually dreading it now. You put me off because I've just poured the coffee. I don't even want it anymore.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Just had a text in, actually. I want to say I'm glad this came in. Timing is perfect, Maria. A girl called Maria in Finglas just WhatsApped in. Say, hi, Jim. Great night at the Finglas Fright Night last night. Big shout out to my son's band, Soundstrand, who performed. Absolutely. They were fantastic. Some great acts on the live stage last night.
Yeah, you said it was a great night by all accounts.
It was a cracking, cracking night. Well done to everybody involved. It was a Dublin City Council event. It was absolutely fantastic. Loads of volunteers. There was brilliant fireworks display at the end. It was absolutely incredible.
I only saw a bit of it on Instagram, so we obviously don't get... You don't see what it was really like.
Couldn't do it justice.
It was
absolutely spectacular.
It looked like a good night, all right.
Yeah, but it's a shame about the weather. You know, the rain.
The rain
played its part. Didn't quite live up to what we had hoped.
Smell bag of a thing.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a brilliant night. So well done to everybody associated with the Finglas Fright Night last night. It was brilliant. Lord Mayor was there and everything. And sure, it was great. Carry on.
He's gas man, the Lord Mayor, the new Lord Mayor of Dublin.
Yeah, you
were
saying you've met him a few times.
I met him in Daly.
Paul McAuliffe is his name.
Yeah, that's it.
Seems like a lovely fella.
Yeah, and your man Niall Ring, the last fella, was the same. They were gas characters. There seems to be a policy of mayor picking a mayor who's
putting sound lads in.
Yeah, there seems to be a bit of, and before that sure was Micheál McDonagh and Christy Bourke.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, there's
they're all characters.
They're all big characters, yeah, I have to say. That's very true.
Good stuff. Right, still to come, of course, it is the breakfast table quiz. This is it. If you can get yourself a score of 15, the prize is yours. Nobody can take it away from you. And if you're a pet fan, this is the prize for you. So you can let Ash know if you fancy having a play. 087-188-0008. Yeah, George Harrison, Got My Mind Set On You here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you, Fab Friday here, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Reminder, of course, breakfast table quiz is on the way, so 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash at it. Today is the day to do the winning, 15, and it's all yours. By the way, speaking of winning, well done to Emma King from Clare. Emma King is in the draw with Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon to win that 1,000
right?
euro.
Yeah, well, a grand. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, Emma.
Absolutely. A grand to spend at Kildare Village, courtesy of Kildare Village, funnily enough. That was our Fab Friday hit. More chances to qualify, and then Damien hands out the prize just after 5 o'clock today. So, Emma King from Clare, well done to you. Right, now, earlier on, we had in, we had Mary, we had Ben, and we had Kevin, wasn't it? And they were talking about this big kind of Rubik's Cube gathering that's happening in Balbriggan over the weekend. Right?
Yeah.
It's like world championship thing or something, is it? Or
yeah, all comers or something like that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
I you know, I stopped listening because I was, you know, when you say to Jim, so here, listen, what are we talking about now? He goes, don't worry. I'm like, oh, this is going to end badly for me. So obviously there's some sort of element of sort of public humiliation we radio style.
We found out, right, that they all, it's a big competition, okay? And we didn't even know this thing still existed. As far as we were concerned, the whole Rubik's thing was so retro. It was like a toy from the 70s or 80s or something.
I definitely didn't think anyone took it seriously and competed at that level,
and
no.
There's thousands of it goes on around the world, right? And still huge, right? And the guys were in with us. And as I say, if you want to go along and see it, and it's well worth seeing, these people solving Rubik's Cubes in like 5 seconds. And
3.4 is the world record, apparently, yeah.
Now, they left us a little gift, right? Which I have here. Aisling is filming this.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So this
I know what you're, yeah. Right? I know already.
You know what's happening.
Yeah,
here.
I do, yeah.
This is a Rubik's Cube, yeah. PJ Gallagher. Now, at the moment it's solved, right? So here's the challenge, right? 3 point something seconds is the world record.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to scramble this Rubik's Cube. I'm going to give it to you. And we're going to find out what your record is.
Well, I'm not going to finish it before the show finishes.
No. In fairness, I know 3 point something seconds is the world record. But we're going to measure your one in days. Maybe weeks. Okay? So, I'll do the scrambling
sake.
Now, right? So I'll just
so
scramble
this up.
So wait
a minute. You're going to measure how many days it takes me.
Or weeks or months or years or whatever it is. I'm going to get your official time on it. I don't even know if I'm scrambling this enough. Does that look scrambled
that's
enough
loads,
to you?
Jim.
What about...
That's loads.
What about, does that look scrambled enough to you, Ash?
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. Ash is a hard taskmaster, isn't she?
Yeah, I know, yeah. She loves humiliation as well, yeah. She loves watching somebody be, you know, embarrassed publicly. For no reason, but for entertainment.
Will I take the stickers off and really mess them up, like?
Well, that's the way it's going. That's
now,
the way I'm going to
solve
it.
Too easy now. Here, that'll do. Right, so, that'll have to... I'm giving you loads of corners in there now.
As if I don't know what one to do
right.
In the corner.
Okay,
the
there, that's sufficiently scrambled, isn't it? That'll have to do, right. So, hang on a second now. Let me just get rid of that, because this has to be done officially, right. So, I'm handing it over. So, ladies and gentlemen, it
is
8:41 on Friday, 1st of November. And we will be revisiting this to find out exactly what PJ Gallagher's record is.
Okay, I've got 3 yellows in a row.
But 3 yellows,
yeah.
Like as in one line.
Well, yeah, as in a line, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've only been at it for 10 seconds or whatever it is.
20, you know? Actually. 20 seconds. How's it going so far?
I don't know how to do this, man. And the stickers are going to come off. Well, that's the only way I'm going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to make a note
of
that.
He said there was a YouTube page.
8:41 on
page.
Friday, 1st
YouTube
of November,
page.
Is when PJ Gallagher began.
I don't even know.
When will it end?
I don't even know how to YouTube an answer.
George Michael, Mary J. Blige and Az here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 10 to 9. How are you getting on? How are we doing?
That's how much of...
That looks the same to me.
Yeah, it is the same. I can't figure it out. It's very hard. It's very hard.
Have
I'm
you
not
made
really
any progress?
Anywhere. No.
Right.
I can't figure this out at all. Like, okay. I don't know how the hell children do this. I think any child that does this should be put into some special gifted school of might be a potential evil professor or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just say as well, like, It says it can be done in 10 seconds is a decent time.
Right.
I'm looking at the how to do it video, right?
Yeah.
It's 25 minutes long. How does that make sense? And then I'm after watching the first minute four times and I still can't understand it.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So
there's people are very into this now. Hi, Jim. What's the number to sign up to get notification on PJ's progress? By the way, listen, Kevin himself has been on. Kevin Timmons has been on, who was in with us chatting and whatever. And he just said that if you want to go along and you want to bring your kids along, there'll be lots of like cubes there for people to have a go at. If you, you know, if you just find Kevin, he's, as he calls himself, the hairy-faced fella, if your kids want to actually have a go at us.
And he is a hairy-faced fella.
that's mild compared to what PJ is calling him now.
Calling him now an alias for coming in here in the first place.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, this is much more of PJ Street Pet Expo. That's going on over the weekend, 2019. The show features over 100 exhibitors, 2 days of pets, pet products, live demos, activities, service providers, even entertainers. Clubs and organisations, all of which are geared towards pet owners and animal lovers. All the details you need on petexpo.ie. Dogs go free, but they are keen to point out it's not just about the pooches, not just about the dogs. You can do things like you can find yourself getting a photo taken with a bald-headed eagle, courtesy of Eagles Flying, which is Ireland's largest bird of prey centre. You can get on the jungle bus with a blooming python, if you want. Aisling's favourites are there, snapping turtles.
Yeah.
Cayman crocodiles. And then there's farmyard petting zoo and pony rides and all that sort of stuff. Petexpo.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. And you can win yourself right now this 2 nights for two people and your dog to Randall's Pet Friendly Hotel in Killarney. If
you can get the score of 15. Because Kieran Kerrigan, he got 14 during the week. I think it was Monday, wasn't it? Tuesday, so it was a short week.
Mm-hmm.
He came on Tuesday and he got 14, which is a huge score. We've been chasing it ever since. It's a big ask, but Declan from Monaghan, who's on the Navan Road this morning, is going to give it a go. How are you, Declan?
How's it going, PJ? All right?
Not bad at all, Declan. How's things with you? You well? Any weekend plans?
Not much, nothing major. Just to chill out, like, you know.
Yeah, don't play. I think there's a lot of people planning that now, in fairness.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So Declan, how are you feeling about this? It's a big score we need.
I'm going uphill, not downhill, I'm going uphill.
I know, yeah, but we're pushing you uphill.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know if that's a good thing, but we're going to do it for you if we
and
can.
Sometimes they just go your way, Declan, so don't give up and keep at it. And I tell you, if there's a piece of advice that we could give to anybody, it's right. If it doesn't immediately come to mind, just say pass, okay? The more questions we get in, the more chances you get. That's the way it works. So 60 seconds to try and get this 15. Here we go.
In Cinderella, what vegetable turns into a carriage?
Pumpkin.
Whose biggest hit was Achy Breaky Heart?
Miley Cyrus.
It's Billy Ray Cyrus. On a standard English keyboard, what letter lies directly to the right of Q?
S.
It's W. Hanoi is the capital of what country?
Vietnam.
In the TV cartoon, what is the name of the youngest Simpson?
Maggie.
What is the alcoholic ingredient in an Irish coffee?
Whiskey.
How many legs does a cobweb spider have?
8.
Conkers are the nuts of what tree?
Horchester.
In medicine, what is toxicology the study of?
Poison.
What is the highest waterfall in the world?
Angel.
Yeah, Anne Robinson hosted a quiz show called The Weakest What?
League.
Brisbane is the capital of what Australian state?
New South Wales.
It's Queensland. In the nursery rhyme Rub-a-Dub-Dub, how many lads were in the tub?
Three.
Who sings the 1998 song Candle in the Wind?
Elton John.
What actor played Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses?
Hey, Jason.
Turner's Cross is in what county?
Antrim.
What'd you say?
Antrim.
Oh, it's Cork. Oh, it's Cork.
Oh, God, I hope that wasn't
God,
the one.
I tell you something, man. You are really, really good. Declan, that was a really good good go at it.
Yeah, it was a brave attempt. Was it good enough? All right, here we go. Official count for Declan is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, you flipping joke, and I thought he might have had it.
It was close.
I thought he had it.
There was just a couple of ones that he was really close on.
Yeah, really
Miley
close.
The Miley Cyrus one, yeah, it was Billy Ray and...
Billy Ray Cyrus and Turner's Cross Let You Down.
Turner's Cross and the Queensland one.
And that was it. Yeah, that would have been it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well done, Declan. That was a hell of a chase, in fairness to you.
Yeah, you gave it a brave effort. Listen, Declan, have a fantastic weekend. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for having a go. Cheers, man. Take care.
See you, bye.
Lisa Stansfield, all around the world. Does she still sort of hang out around these parts? Is she still kind of like... one of our adopted own?
I don't know. I didn't know she did. I never knew she ever did.
Did she live here? I thought Lisa Stansfield lived here.
She may well have. I don't know.
Was she out there in Dalkey, like on Millionaire's Row or something?
Well, if she's a neighbour of mine, Jim, I think she would have called in by now.
Yeah, fair point, actually, yeah.
Jeepers, you're almost acting
There's not that many of you on Millionaire's Row, is there?
Mind you, I've yet to receive a visit from Bono. I've yet to receive a visit from...
Yeah, what is his problem?
Actually, now that I think of it, even my neighbours haven't knocked in.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be anything to do with the fact that you come on the radio 4 hours a day going, I hate when people call in.
Bono, you're welcome anytime. Everyone else, you have to wait until he's finished.
Yeah, yeah. Like any other multimillionaire actors, rock stars, people like that, you're very welcome.
No, Conor McGregor isn't allowed. You're bad.
Actually, speaking of all around the world, Lisa Stansfield, remember we were doing that thing during the week about the lad who ran the marathons? He was 85. And it turned into this thing where I remembered that he had owned a van shop in Finglas.
Oh, that's right, yeah,
Cyril
of course,
Janey.
Yes, yeah.
Guess who I met last night? His son. Paul, yeah, had heard that we were talking about it on the radio. And he came up to me at the Finglas Fright Night thing and we were chatting for a while.
Hilarious.
Remember we were saying he did 40 marathons?
Yes.
He did more. He did 65 or something. He had just done...
He'd done the 40 Dublin marathons, was it?
Well, he started off doing the first ones in Dublin and then he started going... They used to go away, a gang of them used to go away and do marathons, almost like a marathon version of a golf society, and they'd go and do them in different countries around the world. He's done about 60-odd, I think he said, 64, 65.
A marathon version of a golf society. I think what he's left out there and failed to realise is, when you go on a golf trip, you don't play golf.
Yeah, that's true.
Marathon people actually have to go and do the marathon.
Yeah, they actually have to go and do the work.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But anyway, Paul Cheney, I met him last night.
What an amazing bloke.
Sound. Absolutely. And also speaking of all around the world and stuff, you're all over the place this weekend, are you? You're certainly Cork on, what day? Sunday?
Sunday I'm in Cork, yeah. Limerick is tonight, but I actually can't get to the show because I have to keep going today promoting the show.
Right.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's how it works.
Was there not another little thing about you not being allowed in? Because there was no tickets.
Okay, Grant, right. It was sold out before I knew what I was doing. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And the actors don't want me hanging around backstage. Okay, fine. Fine. That's another little aspect to it, maybe.
But you are allowed in Cork.
I'm going to Cork. I have a ticket on the door. I have to put a ticket on the door for Cork, yeah. So I'll be in Cork tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Dear, dear.
What's your name? PJ Gallagher. No, you're not. What's your real name?
I'm PJ Gallagher. Sure, they're sick of the sight of me in Cork.
Yeah. This is from Madhouse, by the way. Not Young Offenders now. This is Madhouse.
Yeah,
we're talking about
here. From Madhouse. Madhouse is on tonight. No, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night in Cork, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
tonight in Limerick.
But
it's sold out anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Sold out anyway. So, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do for you there. But hopefully see you tomorrow. And if you're around tomorrow, we'll be, we'll maybe hanging around after the show, having a little bit of a how's it going.
Oh, will you?
There may be...
You're actually partying in Cork tomorrow.
May be a few glasses of Morphew.
Wow.
Going down, you know, so
that's,
you see.
For you, that's a big deal for you now, my God.
It is, considering I had 24 chocolate bars last night and I'm eating half a chocolate cake this morning. I'm starting to feel like maybe I should steady on. A few more days won't kill me,
you're
right?
Still on that my body's a temple kick, obviously, then, yeah.
I had a couple of jellies as well. Yeah. I've been off the rail for the last 2 weeks. I haven't exactly been looking after myself. So I think it's one of those. I'm doing the thing that I hate when other people do.
Yeah.
I'll get back to it on Monday.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No point in starting now, sure.
My body today is a building site. On Monday, it's a cathedral.
What a great song. John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. He was fantastic around that sort of era. Jack and Diane, Small Town, R.O.C.K. in the USA. I think that might have come a bit later to this. He had some belting songs.
I didn't know that was him now. That R.O.C.K. in the USA.
Yeah.
Grand song. But compared to this.
No.
That's only a jingle for an old lad.
Absolutely. That is a belter. Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. PJ's just had a load of jellies. Just on
I didn't know. Whoever brought. I tell you. You're lucky I've lost me shame. Whoever brought in the jellies and trick-or-treats here this morning as well, fair play to you.
Your good mate has been on the WhatsApp. Your good mate,
who's
Collie,
that,
of course. Of
oh, is he on the WhatsApp?
There.
Yeah,
there's a lovely little message for you there.
But never, oh, feck off, Collie. Feck off.
See how quickly he literally went from, oh, God, Collie, gee, is he? Well, that's great, Collie.
Fecking, I tell you so. Now, I know I'm after making Monday nights quite difficult for myself by saying this, right? Because Collie, of course, if you don't know, he's the man that runs the show in Dunleary Éireann Alloy as far as the station's concerned and all that. So he's very senior to me. So you can feck off, Holly, sending me Christmas pictures. I tell you something.
Yeah, he's literally sent us a little meme of Santa Claus saying, hope you ghosts and ghouls had fun last night.
I'll take it from him. And he will too. I swear to God.
Because he's Elf Terry was on earlier on wishing you happy Christmas. But Collie's a bit of an Elf Terry, isn't he?
Oh, Collie is.
No, he's
Collie's unbelievable.
He's a full Christmas.
When you go into
for a man who likes sitting in the dark and giving out and all.
We see, that's what he loves. He loves peak winter time. He hates when it's that nice sunny time of the year when people are walking around with smiles in their faces and looking into the window and calling into him. Hates all that. Loves the Christmas. Yeah. Loves the darkness. Loves the impending doom of losing the hour. Loves
you're
all
making
that.
Him sound like Gollum.
He's when you go into the if you
Christmas
ever,
Christmas Gollum.
Go into Christmas Gollum, go into him, and when you walk in, there's a board up 365 days a year in the Ardaloy station in Dunleary, right? In the lifeboat station. And it counts down the days all year. Like from 364, he goes in Stephen's Day and does it and counts them all the way down.
Oh my God.
Every single day.
How are you saying, man?
How am I saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's lucky that I never started out exactly sane in the first place.
That's true.
How am I not driven demented?
That's a blessing.
How am I not driven demented? I am driven demented. It's horrendous. Yeah, I tell you something.
Well done, Collie.
So thank
you,
Collie, for being the final person that made me snap this morning when it came to Christmas.
Nice. Yeah, Robbie Williams and Rock DJ, final tune from us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. If you want to do it again, we're here tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. PJ and Jim CSI Saturday. Of course, the after show will be out there on Facebook and wherever you get your podcasts a bit later on today. In fact, we're going to record it today, aren't we?
We are, yeah. We're going to record it today. That's in store for you. Of course, now that I'm in a bad mood, God knows what we'll be talking about.
Ah, you're not in a
you've
bad mood.
You've humiliated me with your Rubik's Cube. You've mocked me about Christmas.
I haven't done anything. That was Collie
you
and
relished
Terry and everything.
You relished it. You enjoyed it so
look,
much.
Look, you'll
way
be recuperating in Cork. You're going to Cork. I'm going to Drimna. I've got a gig in Drimna tomorrow night.
Good, yeah.
So if you're associated with the Good Council or Liffey Gales...
The Liffey Gales.
Yeah.
Damn it, I like them. I was hoping you'd have a terrible night.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Go on, Liffey
while you're
Gales.
Off to Cork and all that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll be off to Cork, yeah, so there you go. So have a great one, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Get up to something. Whatever it is you fancy. See the way he's after
Christmas shopping or something there.
You know something, I hope you all now have a terrible weekend. I hope all you do. Come back here and we'll cheer you up on Monday morning. Until then, goodbye.